Welcome to the podcast. It's been many months since I have recorded an episode of the podcast. It's been a while because I don't talk about politics as much anymore. I do talk about politics with my family, with my wife, with my mother. My mother and I talk about politics all the time. But I don't live in politics, so I don't talk about it anymore that much. So, what is this podcast about? My wife and I are starting a self-improvement business, I think. We seem to be starting it, but we never seem to actually start it. But we've been starting it for a couple of months now, sort of. We talk a lot about starting it, and we think we're going to start it, but we don't. And I think part of the problem is me. I am caught between a rock and a hard place, metaphorically. Well, I guess a rock and a hard place, by definition, is metaphorically, because nobody is actually literally ever stuck between a rock and a hard place. Because if you were stuck between a rock and a hard place, that would be, in real life, not metaphorically, that would be terrifying. So here's the deal. I don't know what to do with my life in terms of a career. I'm 54 years old. I have not failed at every career I've tried. I have not. But I certainly haven't succeeded to the extent that I would like. I've certainly not made as much money as I believe I can. I've certainly not expressed my talents to the extent that I'm capable. I certainly have not expressed my skills, and I certainly have not experienced satisfaction. I certainly haven't made a difference in the world in any capacity in terms of my career. And I certainly haven't had a 30-year career that is satisfying, and I certainly, as I said before, haven't made enough money. So this is where I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place right now, metaphorically. Do I do the business with my wife, which I guess I'm doing anyway, and it's a wellness business because I believe in self-improvement, self-help. I do all that, even though with my career I haven't achieved much, but I've achieved tremendous things with that, with my health and well-being, with my relationships, tremendous things with that. So I know it works. I just have these career blocks that I haven't been able to break through yet. Maybe this podcast is the answer. But do I do that, right? And if I do that, do I run the business? Because my wife is the one who is certified, who has a lot of the skills to be a wellness coach. She could also be a psychotherapist. She's licensed. I don't have any of the licenses or anything. I just have my friends who tell me that I can talk to people like to talk to me, and I have interesting perspectives on things, and I've been meditating for years and years and years and doing self-improvement, self-help for years and years. But if I do that, I feel like I should get some sort of certification, like a coaching certification or a degree. I just don't feel... I have a little bit of imposter syndrome when it comes to actually coaching and helping people. Even though I think I have a lot of knowledge, I don't have a lot of confidence. And I also just don't know if it's appropriate. Or the flip side, I've always wanted to be an actor all of my life. Since I was in second grade, I've wanted to be an actor. Why I haven't appropriately gone for being an actor, although I sort of have at different times of my life, I couldn't tell you. But, you know, it's now or never, I kind of feel like. You know, if I haven't done it by now, and it's kind of a long shot as on a good day when you're 20, and it certainly is when you're 54, but I still believe it. So do I do that? Or do I do them both? Now, I don't have a lot of time to do all these things because I take care of my son. You know, he's 8. And that takes up a tremendous amount of time. My wife takes care of him too, but she's the one that works full time. I have a half-assed, boring, freelance career as a cryptocurrency journalist reporter. And I really don't want to do it anymore, but doing that job gives me the extra money to afford our son's tuition. Our son doesn't go to college. He's not that type of an intellect, although he's a really bright, bright, bright kid, but he's not in college at 8 years old. But he does go to private school. It's extraordinarily expensive, and at least last year, my writing was what paid off the remainder of his school that we didn't have the money to pay off. So this is my conundrum. This is my question. And I don't know. On the one hand, I think if I do this stuff with my wife and we help some people, if I discover, Tony Robbins once said, sometimes you gotta let go of your dreams so you can live your destiny. That was the whole thing of Kevin Costner's Field of Dreams movie, right? Build it and they will come, but he was really just a doctor, he's a pediatrician. Just a doctor, you see what I say, but he thought it could be a major league ball player, but he never went for it. And then he had this opportunity, spiritually, I guess, to be, you know, the ball player that he always wanted to be. But then he realized that had he not been a doctor, all the kids that were sick that he helped over the decades that wouldn't have been helped if his history would have changed, and he opted to be who he was. He gave up his dream to live his destiny. So is that for me? Am I supposed to help tons and tons of people as a coach, as a wellness person, or am I supposed to do what I always loved as an actor, or do I do neither of those? I don't know. I've spent time meditating on this. I've spent time thinking about it, and I thought tonight, why not podcast it? It hasn't given me a great deal of clarity, but I will continue pondering this and working on it. How about you, though? How are you doing? How's your career going? How's your dream, whatever that is? I hate to say dream, too. It sounds so stupid. It's so cliche. It's so nonsensical. And if you think about, like, the actual literal meaning of a dream, it's like dreaming. And how often do we dream, right? How often do we have an actual dream about what it is that we really wish we could do in our lives? I don't know many people. I have never had an actual dream of being in a movie, although that's quote unquote my dream. I've never had an actual dream of performing in a Broadway musical, right? But that's my dream. But I never dreamt about it. You know, I don't know any baseball players that have, you know, professional baseball players that dreamed of it and dreamt of playing baseball. They just did it. Does anybody dream about their dream? And why do we call it a dream? Just some food for thought. All right, I think that's enough for tonight. But think about it. Think about what your dream is and think about if you're, my wife is just texting me because on top of my dream, we had a bit of a leak in the bathroom and our bathroom vanity got ruined and we have to get a new one. And I think she just texted me an image or a link to a bathroom vanity. And you know what's ironic though? I do have these big dreams, right? Of acting in movies, everything else. I also would love to help people make a difference in people's lives. That's something that's important to me. But I also never would have thought that my wife texting me at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night when she's at a play date with my son about a vanity, that would be part of my dream. If you would have asked me that as a teenager, my dream, vanity would have been the last thing. But that is part of my dream. I mean, I do love that. That's the part of my life that I'm really proud of and I'm really enjoying, and I really adore that. And I think that's the other part too. If you look at yourself, right? This is my self-help part for you, those of you who are interested or care. You know, whatever is lacking, whatever is missing, and there's probably a ton of it. I certainly have a ton of it if you listen to the first 6.5 minutes of this podcast. you know, what is also good? Like, what is the parts of your dream that you may not even realize that you've achieved that happens so frequently you just take them for granted, but they're such amazing gifts and blessings. Thank you. I think this is what the new podcast is about, people. Love you. Talk to you soon.